My name is Dr. James Watt. I am the chief of the Division of Communicable Disease Control with the California Department of Public Health. Well, during the last several weeks, there's been an increase in influenza activity in California. We first started to see increases in influenza activity in the first week of December, and they were first picking up in Northern California and the Bay Area, followed by Central California. Activity in Southern California has been a few weeks behind, but it's also starting to increase substantially now. And there is now widespread circulation of influenza viruses throughout California. Now, it's not unusual to have increases in influenza activity at this time of year. Usually, influenza activity peaks between January and March in California. However, the public should be aware that outpatient visits and hospitalizations for respiratory illness are above expected levels for this time of year. In particular, hospitalizations for pneumonia and influenza are at higher levels than what we've seen during recent influenza seasons. The primary influenza virus circulating right now is influenza A, type H3N2. And this virus appears to be a good match with the current vaccine. However, these H3-type influenza viruses tend to cause more severe seasons, and they tend to have their greatest impact on people age 65 and older. And we are seeing now in California and nationally the highest hospitalization rates in people age 65 years and older. Influenza viruses typically circulate for several months, and we have not yet reached the peak of the influenza season. So the California Department of Public Health recommends that all persons aged 6 months and over should still receive influenza vaccine if they have not yet received it this season. There is still time for persons to benefit if they're vaccinated now. In addition, there are other things that people can do to prevent themselves from getting sick during this wintertime season. CDPH recommends the following common sense measures to reduce the transmission of influenza and other wintertime viruses. We recommend that people stay home when they're sick. Don't share your viruses with your friends and coworkers. If you are not sick, stay away from people who are. And this is particularly important for people who are have underlying medical conditions, heart disease, lung disease, things like that, or people who are 65 years and older. You should avoid being around people who are sick to prevent yourself from getting infected. If you are coughing and sneezing, cover that up and don't spread your coughs and sneezes around. And wash your hands often and thoroughly with soap and warm water or an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. And finally, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Another thing to point out is that there's another virus circulating at this time at fairly high levels called RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus. This virus can cause an illness similar to influenza, and it particularly affects younger children and also people age 65 and older. So right now there are a lot of viruses circulating that can cause respiratory illness, and it's important that people protect themselves. CDPH puts out a weekly influenza report. We posted one today, January 13th, on our website. This report includes a lot of information about influenza, and it shows that we are also seeing increases in the number of deaths, the number of people admitted to the ICU due to influenza, and influenza outbreaks. So in the first week of January, and that's the time period covered by the most recent report, we received reports of 5 laboratory-confirmed influenza deaths in people less than 65, bringing the season total to 9. We received reports of 16 influenza-associated ICU admissions, bringing the season total to 63. And we received reports of 23 laboratory-confirmed influenza outbreaks, bringing the season total to 47. So in summary, the beginning of the influenza season appears to be relatively severe this year. And it's still early in the season, and influenza is unpredictable. And we will continue to monitor influenza and other respiratory viruses and post weekly updates on our website.